And so welcome to the first week of our abundance program for the year. And our abundance program this year is based on Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith's book, 40-Day Mind Fast Soul Feast. And so most of you have received that book from us as a gift from us to you as we practice abundant living, living beyond limits. And so that book is set up as a 40-day practice. What that means is you read one of the concepts every day for 40 days. And so that number 40 actually represents completion. And you see that number 40 used over and over again in the Bible and in other sacred scriptures. And so in Judaism, they teach that the Hebrews lived outside of the promised land for 40 years. The time that it takes for a new generation to come about, and the time that it takes for a new way of thinking. Christianity teaches that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, and that was what set him then into his ministry, because he became clear, not coming from ego, but coming from spirit. You remember he was tempted during those 40 days. He came clear as the presence of the divine expressing itself. And Islam teaches that Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai, where he received the Ten Commandments. And we all know that the story of Noah's Ark, that it rained for 40 days and 40 nights so that a new world could come about, so that a new way of being could be in this world. And so we are beginning this 40-day practice. And so we are practicing 40-day mind fast soul feast by reading this book so that we might change our consciousness, so that we might move from a place of feeling separate from that infinite presence, so that we might move from a place of feeling like we are in lack or like we are somehow limited, to instead moving to a place of abundance and of prosperity and of freedom and of a realization and consciousness of oneness with that divine presence. And so the assignment, if you choose to follow along, is to read one of those concepts each day. And so that means on January 1, we read day 1, and on January 2, we read day 2, and so on throughout the 40 days. So here's the bigger part of the assignment. You read that, and then in a journal, what you do is write down the ideas that speak to you in there. And then write about what that idea means to you, how it applies to your life, how it shifts your thinking, where you can apply it in your life, what it means to you, and do that with two or three of the concepts each day. That's where our consciousness changes as we apply it to ourselves. Allow it to be meat for your soul. Chew on it. Chew on those ideas. Take them in and allow those ideas that speak to you to feed your spirit. And so today we begin our first talk that is based on the book, and I'd like to begin simply by talking about what abundance is and what abundance is not. And so abundance or prosperity is not all about money, and it's not all about material things, although it certainly includes financial prosperity, and it certainly includes having material things. But the word abundance actually comes from the Latin word that means fullness and plenty and overflowing and full. So when we talk about abundance and abundant living and living an abundant life, we're talking about having a fullness of the things that make your heart happy, a fullness of the things that make for a rich and a satisfying and a fulfilling life, the things that make life rich and satisfying. And so then abundance includes things like enough love, and enough friends, and enough time, and enough opportunities, and enough money, and enough health, and enough joy, and enough avenues for you to express yourself creatively and beautifully in this world. It means living in the experience of plenty. It means living in the experience of opulence. It means living in that experience of plenty and of opulence in both our receiving and in our giving and in our just being. I know that every single one of us in this room, we want to live with a sense of ease, and we want to live with a sense of peace, that we have enough of those things that make our hearts happy, those things that are fulfilling and satisfying to us, the things that create a joyful life. We want to have a sense of peace, that we will have what we need and that our needs will be met. The problem occurs when we think that we have to create all of it on our own, that we have to rely on our own human limited resources and that egoic human self. When we think that we have to figure it all out and make it all happen and figure out how to put all the pieces together and how to manipulate all the people and how to, and we don't even know the answers and we don't even know what the pieces are. It's kind of like playing a chess game, too. How am I going to figure out all these moves ahead of time? And we drive ourselves kind of crazy. And we feel stressed out when we do that. And we feel overwhelmed when we do that because we don't know all the pieces. And we don't know how to make all those pieces fit together and come together. And so when we are doing that is when we think we are on our own. When we think we are alone, on our own, and up against the world. And so the title of my talk today is A Divine Partnership. And what I'm talking about is two things. I'm talking about when we have faith that God is the source of our substance, that God is our sustenance, that God is our provider, that God is our sustainer, that God is the provider of all that we need, of all the good that we desire, then we can relax and then we move through our lives with greater ease. When we know that that divine presence, that infinite one, that source from which all things come is the source of all that we need in our life, that attitude and that ability to relax then creates a shift and opens us up to that good flowing into our lives with greater ease and with a greater flow. Because we aren't tight holding on. We are open and we are relaxed. It's just like opening your hands. More can come in when your hands are open and relaxed. And the second thing that I'm talking about is partnering with that infinite presence. Consciously partnering with the intelligence of this universe, with that creative force of this universe, with whatever you want to call it, the mind of God, the universe, life itself, God, spirit, when we partner with that presence consciously in our day-to-day activities, as well as our endeavors, the bigger endeavors that we are pursuing, we open ourselves up to a magnificent life. We open ourselves up to an abundant life. We open ourselves up to things we probably would not ever be able to figure out or create in our own little minds. We open ourselves to a life that is beyond that which we create in our minds. The limited part of ourselves. And so some of you know this and some of you don't. When I went to ministerial school, I was in ministerial school for 5 years, and it was actually like 7 years that led up to that because I had to go back and get my bachelor's degree. And 5 years of ministerial school, I never, ever had the intention of having a church. My intention was to do ministry outside of the church walls. And probably what I thought I wanted to do was work with women getting out of prison. And those doors didn't open. And I was absolutely consciously partnering with the divine. I don't know what this looks like, but I am open and I am willing and I am receptive. Is all I know is that I am here to serve and to do this with spirit. Church fell into my lap, literally fell into my lap. I got a call from a church that was closing that says, we're closing. Would you like to have our sound equipment? Would you like to have our stage? Would you like to have our lighting? Would you like to have all the stuff that we have in our kitchen and all of our books and our filing cabinets and our cabinets? Everything fell into my lap. And the first Sunday we were here, we had 75 people on Easter Sunday. I never would have dreamed that. And what I really never would have dreamed up is how lovely this community is. Oh, my goodness. You people being a beneficial presence in this world and being this presence and activity of love and of open-heartedness and of care and of embracing each other and of holding each other in the light. It is far beyond what I would have ever thought of or would have ever dreamed of. It is truly magnificent, and that has come out of partnering with that infinite presence. And so in this book, 40 Day Mind Fast Soul Feast, Michael Beckwith says, the moment you claim your ability to co-create with the Spirit, your human mind begins to dissolve the false boundaries that previously kept you from doing so. When we co-create with Spirit. And so what does that mean to co-create with Spirit? You know, I've always been very clear in this philosophy that to co-create means that we are continuously and always creating with Spirit, because that law of attraction, that law of correspondence, that law of mental equivalence is always drawing to us that which reflects what we think about and what we focus on and what we believe and what we feel. So we are always co-creating our lives. But I really got out of this reading, the part where you're journaling about what this means to you, because I'm doing that, that we can actually co-create with Spirit by inviting Spirit to co-create whatever it is that we are dreaming about and longing to have happen, inviting Spirit in. Do this with me. Inviting Spirit within. Spirit that knows so much more than we will know, that has the ability to orchestrate everything, that is the wisdom and the intelligence that leads you and guides you into whatever the next step is and whatever needs to be done, because you are co-creating and partnering. You are listening also. You are listening to that inner guidance and to that inner wisdom, and then you take the step that is laid out before you. You don't have to figure out the whole chess game. You have to listen for the next step, and you take the next step. And then you listen for the guidance, and you take the next step after that, and the next step after that. All the while staying conscious of the fact that you are co-creating, that you are partnering with that infinite intelligence, with the love of the universe. We consciously partner with that presence in everything we do. So that means when we have something that we want to do, or something that we want to have, or something that we want to experience, we invite Spirit to co-create with us. We invite the universe to co-create. We invite the infinite intelligence, the doer of this universe, the creativity, to partner with us in creating whatever it is that we want. And when we partner with that presence and that power, we are partnering with a power and an ability that is beyond our limited ideas and our limited thinking of how we might do things. And when we do that, we are tapping into that great something that created life out of itself, that created everything out of itself. We are aligning ourselves with the creative force of the universe. We are opening ourselves up to that which contains all possibility. When we consciously partner with that presence, and we remember that we are partnering, and we are holding that in our consciousness, we open ourselves and we avail ourselves to miracles. We open ourselves and avail ourselves to synchronicities, to chance meetings, to chance encounters, to chance opportunities, because that's what it ends up looking like. I met this person in this restaurant, and they just happened to fit into this plan. Chance meetings, those are the synchronicities when we are available to that divine presence orchestrating the things in our lives. But the key is you must consciously partner with the divine. That means keep it in your consciousness. Be looking at your life through that lens. Be holding that as you move through your days. That means you invite it to partner with you, and you trust it, and you put your faith in it, and you allow it. You do your part, which is about getting absolutely clear about what it is that you want, and then you know that you are being guided and that you are being led and that things are unfolding. Did you hear that, Margaret? And then you take the steps as they become clear. And so Michael Beckwith says, those who practice faith walk freely everywhere they go in this world. Faith. Faith in conviction that God is the source and substance of their supply, their sustainer, provider, and comforter. Those who practice faith walk freely everywhere they go, in confidence, free, knowing that things are unfolding. And then the second thing that we are called to do, which is really the first thing that we are called to do, is to know that all the good that we desire comes out of that creative intelligence, comes out of that mind of God, comes out of that infinite intelligence and creativity that is unfolding itself as this universe. To know that it is coming out of that which was before time even began. And then to know that it is absolutely God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That it is life's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And how do you know that it's life's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? Because life's nature, God's nature, the nature of the universe, whatever you want to call it, its nature is to unfold endlessly, effortlessly, and its essence is good. Its essence is boundless good. And so that is simply what it does, is unfold as boundless good. That's its nature and that's its essence and that's what it does. So we don't have to make it do anything. All we have to do is allow and open ourselves and invite and trust and know and keep looking for it in our lives. For that presence to withhold from you in your life is for it to withhold from itself, which is impossible. To withhold from you would be to go against its very nature. To support you in thriving and to support you in living your greatest life is to support its own full expression. That's what it does. And so we open ourselves to that presence, and that places us in the flow. We open ourselves remembering that it is the source of our substance and our sustenance, that it is the source of our ideas, it is the source of our creativity, it is the source of our guidance, it is the intelligence that can orchestrate everything to fall into place perfectly. And it is the way, and it is the good. And so Michael Beckwith has an exercise in this book. It's in day 5. He calls it a spiritual experiment. So what I'd like you to do is to do this with me. He says, every hour on the hour, stop and take a deep breath and give thanks for your precious human incarnation. So I want you to do that right now. Stop and take a breath and give thanks for your precious human incarnation. And then move back into the rounds of activity with an awareness of the eternal beating in your heart. Can you do that? Recognize the eternal beating in your heart. And as you do this, you will notice that this form of spiritual practice causes you to remember who and what you really are. So that is part of the invitation. Every hour, on the hour, to stop and give thanks for your human incarnation and to feel that. And then as you move back into your activity, to feel and sense and know that that presence is in your beating heart as you move through your day. That helps us remember that God is right where we are, helps us touch that presence and sense that presence and know that it is right where we are. It helps us remember that God is the source of this very life that we are living. It helps us remember that God is at the center of this moment and at every moment that we live. The fullness of God is present within us and all around us and in every moment. And so my invitation to you this week is to remember that that divine presence is the source of everything that you need. That it is the source and sustenance of your supply. That it is your sustainer and provider of all that you need. To partner with that infinite creative intelligence of the universe. Invite it in to partner with you in whatever it is that you're doing in your life. Do spiritual mind treatment where you come to recognize that there is no separation, that God is right where you are. Treat to know that that presence is leading you and guiding you and opening the way and orchestrating everything. Convince yourself. Meditate and listen within. To feel and sense that presence and listen for that guidance. And then as you move through your day, remember that. Remember that it is leading you and guiding you. Remember that it is opening the way. And remember that as it partners with you, it is unfolding itself. Remember that it wants you to thrive and to feel fulfilled because in that way it is fulfilling itself. And practice gratitude for this human incarnation and practice knowing that that presence is beating your heart. And then you will be living in the experience of abundance, an abundant life of all sorts of things around you. Then you'll be living the prosperity and the prosperous life that you came here to live. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path and blessings to you as your consciousness is already changing. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me right now in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention from this material world, this world of form and everything that has already been created, and I turn my attention instead to that infinite potential, that one presence and that one power that contains within itself all intelligence and all wisdom and all good and all creativity and all ideas and the ability to orchestrate everything in this universe in perfection. For I look at the planets being held in their orbits, and I look at migratory impulses in animals just as a way to convince myself and see that this divine presence is active and is present and is working all over the place. And so as I recognize that that is the presence that is orchestrating these planets in their orbits, I recognize that that presence is right at the center of my life, and it is at the center of your life. And that that presence right now is leading us in pathways of good. That that presence right now is opening the way and making it plain and smooth and straight, leading us to our life of greatest fulfillment and our lives of heartfelt joy and satisfaction, For we are each being led and we are each being guided. And the good of the universe, the gifts of the universe, the kingdom of heaven is unfolding itself right here, right where we are. And so we step in to that presence, inviting it to partner with us in all that we do, inviting it to partner with us in our days, in our endeavors, recognizing that it is beating our hearts and it is living its life out through each one of us. And so it is with a grateful heart that I give thanks for this incredible opulence, this incredible abundance. And I give thanks for how blessed each and every single one of us truly are. And so I release this prayer knowing that it is already unfolding itself because that's the way life works. And it is already unfolding itself because it has always been the truth. We are simply stepping in today. And so I release this word in gratitude and with conviction, and I allow it to be. And so it is.